Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach, and we are at the Mishnah, 17 lines from the top of Daf Samach Amar Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Smecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Elio Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sarah bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, and Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus V'yecheskel Shraga ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned L'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim R'moshe Chaim. So we just completed the discussion of the 43 hazayis that the Kohen Gadol did with the two special karbonos that were brought on Yom Kippur. The par, the bull, and the sa'ir, the goat. We haven't yet completed the entire discussion of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, stating that the Mishnah is going to interject and is going to discuss some of the halachos of the Avodah on Yom Kippur in a general sense. So today's daf isn't going to focus so much on any individual prat in the Avodah, but it's discussing the inyanim of the Avodah on Yom Kippur a little bit more high level. Zok the Mishnah, kol ma'isei yom kippurim ha'al merah la'seder. Any Avodahs that were done on Yom Kippur, where the Torah mentions the Seder, the order in which they're supposed to be done. If a person would do the Avodah out of order, then it would not be okay. Meaning, the order matters. So if you do something out of order, it's a problem. For example, hiktim dam hasor le dam par. If the Kohen Gadol would do the hazoris with the dam of the sor before the dam of the par, yachse v'yaze mi dam hasor la'acha dam par. He would have to do the hazoris of the dam hasor again after he did the hazoris with the dam par. So one thing was clear in all the sets of hazoris: first, the Kohen Gadol did the hazoris with the dam of the par, achas l'mala v'shev l'mata, then the dam hasor, achas l'mala v'shev l'mata with the dam par, and then again with the dam hasor. So the dam par was supposed to be before the dam hasor. So what happens if the Kohen Gadol did the dam hasor? So he can't just do the dam par, because even though he did both hazoris, but it was out of order. It was supposed to be par sor, you did sor par. So what do? The par is okay, but after you do the dam par, you have to do the dam asor again. Another halacha: im actually gomras ametonos shebefnim nishbach adam. What would be if the dam was nishbach? So the Kohen Gadol is in the middle of doing the 43 hazois, and then the blood spilled. Now it's a problem. Sometimes if the blood spills, maybe you can gather it and put it back into the klisharis, but let's assume you can't do that. So really the only option at this point is to bring another par, to bring another sayer, and to do another shchita. Now that's okay, you can do that. The question is, when you bring the new par and you bring the new sayer, where do you start from? Can you still use the hazois that were done with the previous par or the previous sayer? Or do all the hazois have to be done from the same par and the same sayer? So it says the Mishnah, if the dam was nishbach before all the hazois were completed, yavi dam achar, you have to bring more dam, that's obvious, v'yachzor mitchilo bifnim. And what you do is you start from the beginning of the set that you were up to. So, for example, if this happened while the Kohen Gadol was doing the hazois and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it happened with the dam hapar, so you have to bring new dam hapar, you're going to start again from the beginning of the hazois and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Kohen Gadol was up to achas v'shalosh, and then the dam split. So you can't just pick up achas v'shalosh. You have to start again, achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh. You always have to start from the beginning of the set. V'chein v'heichel, the same would be true if it happened in the heichel, meaning the hazois that were done on the paroichas. If the dam spilled in the middle of the set, you can't bring new dam and pick up from where you were up to, but rather you would have to start again. V'chein b'mizbeach hazov. And the same is true for the hazois that were done on the mizbeach hazov, shekulon kapara b'fnei atzvam, because they're all viewed as being individual kapara. So even though the hazois were 43, but at the same time, they were really made up of three sets. There were the hazois that were done on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there were the hazois that were done on the Paroiches, and then there were the hazois that were done on the Mizbeach Hazal. The Hazois that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Achas Amala V'Shev L'Mata, from the Par and from the Sar. The Hazois that were done in the Paroichas, Achas Amala V'Shev L'Mata, again from the Par and from the Sar. And the Hazois that were done on the Mizbeach, that was done with the Taruvois of Dama Par Dama Sar. There were 11 Hazois, 4 on the 4 corners, and then another 7 on the roof of the Mizbeach. Regardless, that is the Shita of the Tanakhama, but not everybody agrees. Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Shimon Maimrim, Mimakam Shapasak, Misham Hu Maschel. No, there's no reason to have to start all over again, but if the Kohen Gadol lost the dam in middle of a set, You have to bring a new par, you have to bring a new sar, you have to shecht it again, that's okay. But at the same time, the hazois that you did from the previous par and from the previous sar, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to keep. You're going to have to pick up from where you left off. So the Mishnah really said two things. The first part of the Mishnah discussed what would be if the avodas were done out of order. Is it a problem or is it not a problem? And the Mishnah said very clear, kol maisa yom kippurim ha'amar al ha-seder im hikdim maisa l'chaveroi loy asa klum. Garnish ketan, meaning you have to start all over again. The second part of the Mishnah discussed another halacha. What would be if nishpach adam? Tengal was in the middle doing the hazois, and then the dam spilled. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, bring a new prayer, bring a new sar, bring a new set of dam, and just pick up wherever you left off. According to the Chachamim, you always have to start at the beginning of the set you were up to. So if you were holding in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're going to have to start all over again. If you were up to the Heichel, you don't have to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but at the very least, you would have to start with the Heichel, and if you were doing the hazois on the Mizbeach Hazav, all 11 Hazois in the Mizbeach Hazav, even though they didn't go into the same place, the four corners, seven on the roof, but they're all viewed also as one set, Kulan Kapara Achasein, and as a result, if it was Nishbach, you would have to start from there. So the Gemara is going to discuss the entire Mishnah. As it relates to today's Daf, we're going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah. Kol Maise Yoyma Kippurim Ha'amar Ala Seder In Hikten Maise L'Chaveroi Loi Asa Klom. So the Mishnah says it very straightforward. The Gemara is going to begin with a brisa that's going to elaborate a little bit on this halacha, bring a machloikis tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, a machloikis that we've already seen earlier in the Masechta. When the Gemara brought it earlier, it brought it more derech agav, but this Gemara, Yuma Dav Samach, is the Makar to that very important machloikis. So what is that machloikis? What's the braisa? Tanu Rabban and Kol Maisa Yom Kippurim Amar Ala Seder Im Hikdim Maisa L'Chaveroi Loi Asa Klum. So far, verbatim the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the braisa commented. He said, Eimasai. When is that true? When is it true that if you would do the avoidis out of order, it's going to be a problem? B'dvar Manasseh the Big Day Lava Mi Bifnim. That's only true if we're dealing with avoidis that the Kohen Gadol did with Big Day Lavan. So we know that the avoidis that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur can really be divided into two groups. The avoidis that he did with the Big Day Zahav, his regular Shmoyne Begadim, then the avoidis that he did with the Big Day Lavan, those were the four Begadim made out of linen, they were white, that's why they were called Big Day Lavan, that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur. As a general rule, the Vachendiga avoidis were done with the Big Day Zahav. The Yom Kippur Diga avoidis were done with the Big Day Lavan. So Rabbi Yehuda said, when is it true that if you did the avoid on Yom Kippur out of order, it's a problem? It's number one, avoidance that were done with the Big Day Lavan. That's obvious, because if it's Maise Yom Kippurim, then by definition, you're dealing with Yom Kippur Dig Avoidus, which means they were done with Big Day Lavan. But here's the punchline, Mi Bifnim. But only ones that were done Mi Bifnim. So in every sugya, the word Bifnim means different. So what does the word Mi Bifnim mean in our daf? Zok Rashi, Lifnai V'Lifnim. So Rabbi Yehuda said the only time you have to be precise with the order is if you're doing Avoidus in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, Aval Dvarim and Asim the Big Day Lavan B'Vachotz. But if there was a Yom Kippur Dig Avoidus, meaning it was Avoidus that was done with the Big Day Lavan, but it was done Bachotz outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even if it was done in the Heichal, it doesn't matter. In Hikdim Maisel Chaveroi, if you did the avoidus out of order, Masha Asa Asa, it's going to be okay. So this that the Mishnah said, like Asa Klum, if you did it out of order, said Rabbi Yehuda, that's only true for the avoidus that was done Lefnai V'Lefnim. But any avoidus that was done outside of Lefnai V'Lefnim, even if it was done in the Heichal, Rashi gives a bunch of examples. The next Rashi in the Gemara, Kigoyim, Hagurala, the Goyrol, which sar is going to be Lashem, which sar is going to be Lazazel, the Vidui, Shvich HaShirayim, all the Hazois that were done on the Paroiches and in the Mizbeach Hazav. So these are examples of Yom Kippur Diga Avoida, but at the same time, it was done Bachot outside the Kodesh HaKadosh, over there the order doesn't matter. That's what Yehuda Shittur, Reb Nechemi argued. He said, Medvar Mamurim, Bedvar Manasseh, the Big Day Lavan, Meimbin, the Thnim, Meimbin Bachot, this halach is true, whether it was done in the Kodesh HaKadosh or whether it was done outside the Kodesh HaKadosh. However, I agree that there is an idea that on Yom Kippur you could do an avoida out of order, it's going to be okay. But Dvar Manasseh, the Big Day Zav, Mibachot, if it was avoidas that were done, the Big Day Zav, so then the halacha is Masha Asa Asoy, then it's going to be okay. So Rashi says, what's an example of an avoida
of big deizah mibachutz, could go in eloi ve'el ha'am, his aisle and the aisle of the am, we didn't learn about that yet. So if that was done out of order, that wouldn't be a problem. Bottom line is, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this that we say, kol ma'isi yom ha'kipurim, if you did it out of order, lo yasa klum, that's only avoidos of Yom Kippur that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, all avoidos that were done with the big day lovin. It doesn't matter if it was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or if it was done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Avoidos that were done with the big day zahav, there's no halacha that it has to comply with the order. Both of these Tanot, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah, they both formulated their respective positions from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, regarding the avoid on Yom Kippur, and this is Vayikra, Perek Tezayin, which is where most of the Pesukim are in Parshas Achrim is, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, at the very, very end of the Parsha. It says, V'hoiso zois lochem, l'chukas oylam, l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael, mikol chatoisam, achas bashono, v'yas kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it says, V'hoiso zois lochem, l'chukas oylam, achas bashono. Those are the words that we need. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda held, mokom shemischafrim boi pamachas bashono. In other words, this Pasuk is the Makar that the order matters. The reason is because it says, Chukas Olam. And Chukah always means Makif. So everything that we mentioned up until this point, this is already the 34th Pasuk in the Parsha, has to be done the way it was mentioned. You have to do what's said, and you have to do it in the order that it was said. So this is the Makar. However, this same Pasuk that teaches me Chukah says Achas Bashana. And it sounds like that it's unique to the Yom Kippur Diga Avoidus. The Avoidus that were done Achas Bashana. However, as it relates to the more precise definition of the word achas, you can interpret it two ways. Rabbi Yehuda says, it means the place where there was kaparo one day a year, meaning which part of the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohen Gadol walk into only once a year, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Chukas Oilon, as it relates to the Seder, only relates to Achas Bashana, the place that the Kohen Gadol walked into one day a year. From Nechemiah Sover, Rav Nechemiah holds, Dvorim HaMeschaprim B'Achas Bashana. It doesn't mean the place, but it means the Avoidus that were done one day a year. Those Avoidus that were done, the Big Day Lavan, even if they weren't done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even if they were done in the Heichal Nazara, they're going to be included in the Halacha of Chukah. So said Rabbi Yochanan, you want to know what the Makar Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nechemiah is? It's the same pasuk. They were both coming from the same exact word in the same pasuk. The question was how to interpret the word. That's the makar that the order matters. But then it says achas bashana. Rabbi Yehuda said achas means the mokoyim that the Kohen Gadol walked into achas bashana. So the avoida in the Kodesh HaKadoshim has to be done in the proper order. Whereas Rabbi Nechemiah understood achas bashana, the avoidus that were done one day a year. So all the avoidus of Yom Kippur that were done with the Big Day Lavan, this halacha is going to be true for. But the Gemara asks, Atul Rabbi Yehuda Makom Psiv, where did Rabbi Yehuda come up with this drasha that Achas is referring to the Makom? Doesn't say the word Makom anywhere. So the Gemara says, I hear. El Ahayna Taimid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Makar must be something else. It can't be the word Achas Bashana. Because if it meant Achas Bashana, it would seem to suggest any avoida that was done one day a year. Not avoida that was done in a mokoyim that the Kohen Gadol only entered one day a year. So Pshana Rabbi Yehuda is ksiv zois v'ksiv achas, meaning the makar to the idea that the Seder's ma'akiv is v'hoysa zois lochem l'chukas oylam. That teaches me Seder's ma'akiv. So you would think everything in Parshas Achrim is ma'akiv. All the avoidas, stating that, there's two miyutim in this pasuk. V'hoysa zois, this, as opposed to something else, and achas. That's also a lashon of miut. So says the Gemara, you have two miyutim. So Rabbi Yehuda darshan, the two miyutim as follows. Chadam uta big day lavan mibachutz. One is coming to tell me big day lavan mibachutz, meaning a Yom Kippur de'gavoyde that was done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's going to be excluded. V'chadam uta big day zav. And the other miut is coming to teach me that any avoyde that was done with the big day zahav is going to be excluded as well. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds only an avoyde that was done with the big day lavan in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is included in this halacha. Why? Because in the halacha that teaches me to say this ma'akiv, I have two miyutim. One miyut to tell me a Yom Kippur avoida outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the other one to tell me any avoida that was done with the big days of Rav Nechemiah. Rav Nechemiah also had these same miyutim, but he darshaned it differently. Chadam uta big days of. What is coming to me mamait big days of? Chadam uta shirayim doloy ma'akvi. And the other one is coming to me mamait, not every avoida that was done with the big day lavan bachutz, but one specific avoida that was done with the big day lavan machutz, and that is the shvicha shirayim. So we just learned about the shvicha shirayim in yesterday's daf. After the Kohen Gadol did the 43 hazois with the dam apar, the dam asar, there was still remaining blood. So what did he do with the Shirayim? He went outside of the Heichel. He went to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. He went to the Yisoid Maravi. We saw three Shitas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But the Stam Mishnah was, he went to the Yisoid HaMaravi, and that's where he poured it. Now that was done with the Big Day Love. He didn't change his clothing before he did that. He just finished doing the Azayis. Now he walked outside, he did the Shvicha Shirayim. Since we're in the Big Day Love, he is doing an Avodah Bachot. In fact, he's even doing it in the Azara. There, the halacha is, if you would do the Shvicha Shirayim out of order, somehow you would mix that up, that would be okay. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the two miyutim, the two types of avodas where the seder's not ma'akev is one big day zav and the other one big day love and machotz. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, one big day zav, but two, not big day love and machotz, but one specific avodah that was done with the big day love and machotz. And that is the Shvicha Shirayim. So again, just to be clear, to zero in on the exact Nekudas HaMachloikis as a segue for the next Gemara, the Machloikis really is the second Miyut that we have in the Pasuk that teaches me to say there was Ma'akiv in the Avoid on Yom Kippur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Memait all Avoidas that were done with the Big Day Love and Machotz. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, it's Memait one Avoidah that was done with the Big Day Love and Machotz. And that is the Shvicha Shirayim. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's response to Rabbi Nechemiah? It's easy. Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Nechemiah, I understand, what's unique? What's so special about Shvicha Shirayim? If you have a second miyut, and clearly you have to be memayit something that was done with the Big Day Lavan, so mehecha tesi be memayit Shvicha Shirayim more than be memayit all avoidas that were done with the Big Day Lavan Bachot. Rabbi Yehuda is kind of taina now. I don't see any reason to be mechalik between the Shvicha Shirayim and any other avodah. So if you have another mir, that's fine. Then be memayit all Big Day Love and Machotz. Mehecha teis and Shvicha Shirayim. And really what Rabbi Nechemiah is going to have to do, he's going to have to come back and respond. He's going to have to say, no, let me explain to you why I think Shvicha Shirayim is different. So if I have a mir to tell me that the Seder is not ma'akiv with an avodah that was done with the Big Day Love and Machotz, tafasta meruba loy tafasta, tafasta mo tafasta. So we'll say it's coming to unite a type of avodah that was done with the Big Day Lavan, but not necessarily all the avodas. Inside says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's gonna taino imakvi ma'akvi v'loy ma'akvi loy ma'akvi. Meaning memanav shach. If you're gonna tell me that the avodas that were done with the Big Day Lavan are ma'akev, b'chutz the seder is, and this should also be ma'akev. And if not, then not. Meaning, what's the svara to be mechalik between Shvicha Shirayim and all other avodas that were done with the Big Day Lavan? Bachot zokta gemara kidetanya. So we're going to bring a braisa, and this braisa is going to explain everything. Bechilo mikaper es hakodesh. It says in the pasuk. This is also a pasuk in Perek Tazayin in the parasha of the avoid of Yom Kippur. So it says vechilo mikaper. We need those words. Vechilo mikaper. Im kippur kale, then loy kippur loy kale. Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that the way darshan the pasuk is. In Kippur, if you did everything you were supposed to do, you got the Kapara Kali, then you're done with the Avodah. But if you didn't do everything you're supposed to do, you're not done with the Avodah. We'll see what that means. I'm like Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda told him, why are you darshaning the Pasuk backwards? Vekila Mikaper. In Kippur, Kali. Kippur is the second word. Kali is the first word. So you're saying, Vekila Mikaper, in Kippur, the second, and Kali, the first thing. Why wouldn't you darshan it more simple? Say, in Kali, Kippur, then like Kali, like Kippur. Bottom line is, what does this mean? You see from this pasuk that if something was missing from the avodah on Yom Kippur, one of the matonis, specifically one of the hazois that are supposed to be done somewhere on Yom Kippur, it's going to be a problem with the carbon. But Mina might be nayu. So the Gemara heard this machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, and they couldn't figure out what the machloikis is. The chila mikaper im kiper kale, or im kilo kaper. It's a tongue twister. They seem to be saying the same thing. You have to do everything. Im kila, if you finish the avodas, kaper, you're going to get kapara. Im kiper, if you did everything you have to do for the kapara, kale, then you're done. Then you don't have to do anything else. Aren't they seemingly saying the same thing? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Shulban Levi, reconcile. The Chadama once in Nashmar's Darshan, there is no machlekes. All we're saying is you have to do all the matanas, but there really is no machlekes. And the other one said, Shirayim ma'akvi, ikbeinayim. No, the machlekes is whether Shirayim is ma'akiv. If you darshan it, im kiper kale. So what the pasuk is saying is, in Kippur, if you did all the zrikos, kala you're done. What about Shvicha Shirayim? That's not a zrika. As a result, it won't be ma'akev. If you darshan it in kale Kippur, in kale, if you finish doing everything you're supposed to do, included in which is the Shvicha Shirayim, because you're supposed to do it, then kapeh, you get your kapar, to teach me that the Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akid. In other words, we have a machloikis in this braisa, it's a little bit of a roundabout, long-winded way to make the point. We have a machloikis in this braisa, whether the Shvicha Shirayim was ma'akid on Yom Kippur, or the Shvicha Shirayim was not ma'akib on Yom Kippur. Time is the Gemara. That's the Hezbra and the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah held the Shirayim is not ma'akib. Because the Shirayim is not ma'akib, that makes Shvicha Shirayim unique as it relates to Avodas on Yom Kippur. So if you're going to look at all the Avodas that were done on Yom Kippur with the big day love and Bachutz, there's one Avodah that's going to stand out in a bad way, in a negative way. There's one Avodah that is not that important. Meaning, it's not ma'akid. And what is that? That's Shvicha Shirayim. That's why Rabbi Nechemiah held, then if when I have a mi'ud in the parasha that says, the Seder's not ma'akid for one of the avoidas, it's lav dafka coming to be memayed all the avoidas that were done with the big day love and machotz, tafasta meruba loy tafasta. Maybe it's only coming to be memayed one of the avoidas. Mechatesi. Why is this avoida any worse than the other avoidas? It's not worse, it's just not ma'akiv. So being that the avoid is not ma'akiv, so it's mistaber to say that maybe the Seder is also not ma'akiv. The reason Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to learn this way is because Rabbi Yehuda holds the Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akiv. Im kalei kiper, you have to do everything in order to get kapara. If the Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akiv, there's no difference between the Shvicha Shirayim and any other avoid that was done with the big day love and machos. So once I have another mir to be ma'ayit, some avoid that's the Seder is not going to be ma'akiv. There's no svara to say and to attribute it to Shvicha Shirayim. What would be the svara? Because Shvicha Shirayim is inferior. Why is it inferior? Because it's not ma'akiv. Aye, that's what Rabbi Nechemiah holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is ma'akiv. In other words, what's coming out is that the Hezbra and the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. So it's interesting. We saw this Machloikis earlier in the Masechta. This takes up a good part of today's daf, and that is the Mishnah said, "Kol Ma'aseh Yom Kippurin." Ha'amar Av Seder, Em Hikdem Ma'aseh LeChaver LeYasa Klum. Stating that a very important machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Yehuda said it's only true for the avodas that were done in the Kodesh Hakodashim. Rabbi Nechemiah said that it was true even for the avodas that were done outside of the Kodesh Hakodashim. What's this machlokes Talian? So really, it's Talian had a darshan of pasuk, but what is that Talian? It's Talian Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akiv. Or Shvicha Shirayim is not ma'akiv. Because the reality is there is a pasuk that's memait, avoida, with the big day love on, that it shouldn't have to be keseder. If you hold that Shirayim is not ma'akiv, then you could say that that mir is coming to be memait Shirayim. Because Shirayim is not ma'akiv, so maybe the Seder is also not ma'akiv. As it relates to all other avoidas that were done with the big day love and machutz, the Seder is going to be ma'akiv. And that is Shitas Rav Nechemiah. Whereas Rav Yehuda holds that the Shirayim is ma'akiv, so there's no svara to be mechal between Shirayim and other avoidas. So once I have a pasuk that teaches me that big day love and machutz, maybe the Seder is not ma'akiv, so I have to attribute it to all of the avoidas, because I have no way of singling out one individual avoida. So therefore, it's going to be true for all avoidas. So this is, again, a classic example where two Tanam argued in one thing, and as a derivative of that machloikis, they ended up arguing about something else. So really, the core of the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah and our sugya is Shirayim ma'akiv or Shirayim not ma'akiv. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akiv. Rabbi Nechemiah's shita is Shvicha Shirayim is not ma'akiv. Echapsach hanafkamina in many places, the Shirayim ma'akiv, for starters, but there's another nafkamina, and that will be any avoida that was done with the big day love and Yom Kippur outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If it was done out of order, is it a problem or is it not a problem? One, although at first glance has absolutely, positively nothing to do with the other, but in the cheshvan of the Gemara, as you find in so many Gemaras in Shas, a machloikis starts off in one place, and then it forces itself, and it manifests in other places as well. But the Gemara has one problem with this, and that is, Miyom Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, it's coming out in cheshvan that Rabbi Yochanan, who's the Mara, the Shmaitz of this Gemara, holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shirayim as ma'akiv, and Rabbi Nechemiah holds Shirayim is not ma'akiv. The problem is, there's a Tana in Shas that holds Shirayim is ma'akiv, and it just so coincidentally happens to be Rabbi Nechemiah. So the Gemara says, could Rabbi Yochanan really said this? From Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan himself was the one that said, Tana Rabbi Nechemiah, Kedivra Haimah, Shirayim ma'akiv. He once attributed the sheet of Shirayim ma'akiv to Rabbi Nechemiah, and the Gemara says, Kasha, I hear, it's a good Kasha. A little more Gemara. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, K'tayrus shechapten k'ayim shechitatsi shalpar, if the K'tayrus, the chafina of the ketores was done before the shchita of the par, loy asa v'loy klum, it's a problem. Meaning, in the seder of the avoida on Yom Kippur, first the Kohen Gadol shechted the par, and then afterwards he did the avoidas hachafina with the ketores. And if he did it out of order, it's going to be a problem. It sounds like this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said that the only time to say this ma'akiv is if you're dealing with avoidus that were done with the big day loving in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But this was not done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Chafina Sakitoris was done in the Azara. The Shechit of the Par was done in the Azara. Now, granted, it was done with Big Day Lavan, but it was Big Day Lavan Bachutz, outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and still we're saying, Rab Chanina said, that the Seder is Ma'akiv. So this sounds like Rab Nechemya 101. It doesn't sound like a Kitchnim with Rab Yehuda, and the Gemara says, a Svara, a Filu Temer, Rab Yehuda. Maybe this works according to Rab Yehuda as well, because Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami. The Ketoris was Tzorech Pnim. The Chafina of the Ketoris was a hechatim, so you should be able to be makter the ketores. But really, the ikur of the avodah, the ketores was the akhtara. And the akhtara was done lefnai v'lefnim. It was done in the kodesh hakodashim. So here's the chiddush. That even though the chafina itself was done in the azara, but being that the chafina is really like a hechsher for the akhtara, it's tzorech akhtara, and the akhtara itself was done lefnai v'lefnim. So therefore, the seder is going to be ma'akiv. Tanunt in our Mishnah, imachalei gomer matonisha b'fnim nishbach adam yovi dam achar v'yachzer v'yaze mitchila mi b'fnim. The Mishnah said that what happens if all the kohen gadol was doing the hazoyis in the kodesh hakodashim, it was nishbach adam, the blood spilled out. So you bring another par and you have to start all over again, right? You have to start from the beginning of the set. Fake the gemara kasha. It sounds like as long as you start from the beginning of the set, everything is going to be okay. But there's an agav problem over here. Ve'im isa yachsen v'yachva mi ba'yalei. Shouldn't you have to do the chafina sakteiris again? We just said, Rab Chanina did, k'teiris shachafna koidem shchitas le'shol par, le'yasn v'le'klum. So if the chafina sakteiris was done before the shchita of the par, so ordinarily, first you do the shchita, then you do the chafina. But what happens if you did the shchita, you did the chafina, and now the dam spilled, so that you have to bring another par. It sounds like just bring another par. The problem is, you're relying on the old chafina, and that chafina was done before the shchita. Now, it was done after the first shchita, but it was done before this new shchita. So, l'chura, shouldn't that be a problem? So, the Gemara says, enochinami. Meaning, enochinami, you'll have to do chafina sakteris again. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah just said, bring another par and do another azah. The ketiris like a mairi. Because the Mishnah wasn't getting involved in the ketiris. The Mishnah was telling me the halachas of the azahs. The Mishnah wasn't telling me every detail. You want to know every detail, you sit down with your local rabbi and he'll explain to you, there's a Rabbi Chanina problem, which will require you to do another ketar, but then we're not getting involved in that. We're just discussing the laws of the Azal. Omar Ula, so the Mishnah is, when it went through the Seder Avodah on Yom Kippur, so said that the Kohen Gadol did the Hazois with the par, the first set of Hazois, Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he shechted the Sawyer, and he did the Hazois of Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata with the Dam of the Sawyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So first the Hazois were done with the par, and then the Shechita was done with the Sawyer, and then of course the Hazois were done with the Sawyer. So Ula said, what would be if you shechted the Sawyer before Matan Dami Shalpar? It's a problem. Loi Asa V'loi Klum. It's completely out of order. Tanan Zok Tegemara Lentin Mishnah Hiktim Damasar Le Damapar. If you put the Damasar before the Damapar, Yachsav Yazav Damasar Acha Damapar. Our Mishnah, right? If you spritz the Damasar before the Damapar, so that's out of order. So what do you have to do? You spritz the Damasar, then you spritz the Damapar. So it's fine. After the Damapar, just go now and do the Damasar. Frek Tegemara Vim Isa Yachsav Yishchait Mi Bayale. This is a good kasha. If you're telling me that the shchita of the sar had to be after the azah of the dam apar, so you did the azah with the dam sar before the azah of the dam apar. There's no getting around it. Okay, so now do the azah with the dam apar, and then just do the azah with the dam. No. Now you have to shecht again. Mishnah didn't say you have to shecht again. Mishnah just said do the azah with the dam apar, and then afterwards do the azah with the dam sar. L'chayr, shouldn't you have to do a shchita again? So the Gemara gives a geshmak. It's Tirgam Ula. Ula himself explained himself. The matonish behechol. Who said we're talking about the matonis and the kodesh hakadoshim? Matanis of the Kodesh HaKadoshim did perfectly. You did the Damapar, then you shechted the Sar, then you did the Damasar. Now we're up to the Matanis of the Heichel. There too, there's Halacha first, Damapar, Damasar. And if you makdim the Damasar to the Damapar, it's going to be a problem. What happens if you makdim it? After the Damapar, do the Damasar. I, the Shechita. No, you did the Shechita. The Shechita, that was with the the Hazois and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that you got right. We're up to the second set. The second set, the Shechita is already a moot point. That's the way Ul explained himself. And Rab Afes said the same exact thing. The Matanah Shebehechel, the Mishnah doesn't mean the Matanahs and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but rather the Mishnah means the Matanahs of the Hechel exhale. So, as it relates to the raid today, so we really reached a little bit of a milestone. We have another daf and change before we finish the perek. But we've concluded a big and really the primary chelik of the avodah that was done on Yom Kippur. We've gone through all the avodahs that were done every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, from the Tamid Shal Shachar, the Trumas HaDeshen, the Ketores, the Minchas Chavitin, etc., etc. We discussed the special par that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur, the special soir that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur, the special ketores that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur, and really we're at the precipice of starting Perek Shnei Seiri, which is going to shift the attention of the Avodah from the Beis HaMikdash to the Lazazel and the Sar Lashem, etc., etc. So just to take a little bit of a pause and to really recap what we've done, I thought maybe it would be geschmack to go through the Avodah of Yom Kippur as we have it in our Yom Kippur Machzorim, so that we can have a little bit of a feel. And actually, if we know the sugyas, these piyutim, which sometimes seem very, very obscure, as we read it on Yom Kippur, actually read very, very smoothly. Because it's a very crystal clear chazara and recap of really everything that we've learned over the last couple of weeks. Again, my disclaimer is that we haven't finished, and as a result, we won't be able to finish it. So this is part one. Be'ezus Hashem, when we finish the Avodah, we'll do part two. But at the same time, I thought it was kedai. So just a little bit of an introduction to the Seder Avodah that Yidden say throughout the world on Yom Kippur. So the minig Yisrael to say the avodah on Yom Kippur really has its source in the Gemara. We just saw the Gemara the other day, and it's really two places in Masechtas Yuma: Yuma Daf Lamed Vav Amidays and Yuma Daf Nun Vav Amidays. Ironically, both Gemaras were with the Amora Rava, where the Gemara says Ahu the Nachas Kamei the Rava. There was someone that was davening for the Amid in the presence of Rava, and he was saying the Seder Avodah on Yom Kippur. And one Gemara was talking about the Nusach that the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol used to be. The other Gemara was talking about how many stands there were in the Heichel for the Kohen Gadol to use when he did the Azoyz with the Dam HaPar and with the Dam HaSoyer. But there were two Gemaras where there was someone that was Noches Kameh de Rava, where someone in the presence of Rava got up and he was going through the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, Yuma now nun vav on the days vaya oimer seder yoyma kippurim betfilo kemoisha anu oimer. This baltfilo, this chazen, was doing what we do till today. So this idea of reciting the Avodah on Yom Kippur is something that traces itself back to the times of Rava. Now, just to be clear, Rava lived hundreds of years after Churban Bayis Sheni. So Rava didn't live in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a minig already in those times to recite the Seder HaAvodah on Yom Kippur. Now, Pashup Shat, the source of this minig, might have been a zecher. To remember, once upon a time there was a Beis HaMikdash, and the focal point of the Yom Kippur, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, was the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So it certainly, from a Hergish standpoint, seems right for us to remember it and to commemorate it by, although we can't do the Avodah, but at the very least, we could have a connection to it by reciting it. But at the same time, we know that there's a much deeper reason for it. Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kuf Yoram and Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidichsiv, Zois Teres Achatos, Vizois Teres Asham, Chalo Isik Beteres Chatos, Kilu Hikrav Chatos, Chalo Isik Beteres Asham, Kilu Hikrav Asham. There's another Gemara in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chav Zayin Amadeis, by the Brisbane Absarim, so Avram Avinu told Abish that you're promising me Eretz Yisrael, you're promising me children and Einaklach, but how do I know they're not going to sin and they're going to lose everything? Said Abish, so Avram Avinu told Avram Avinu, go take Egla Mishuleshes, Ve'ez Mishuleshes, meaning there's going to be Karbanis, and the Karbanis are going to be Mechaper. So Amal Afan, Ribbonu Shel Olam, Tenech, Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Mate Helim, what's going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Amal Ahi told him, Kvar Tikanti Lahem Seder Karbanis. I gave them the Seder of Karbanis. Bezman Shekoyrim Behem Lefanai. As long as they read the parasha of the karbanos malani aleim ki ilu hekrivum lefanai vani moichol lehem al kol avoinoy seim. Says that there's an idea if somebody learns the sugyas of kachem menaches kofiyud. There's an idea if somebody reads the parasha of the karbanos tainus daf chav zayin that it's literally as if you brought a carbon siyum kippur. Which is the day of Slicha Mechila. It's the day of Kapara. And the Ikka Kapara that the Yid got throughout history was through Karbanos. So it makes a lot of sense. It's very befitting for Yidden to be saying Davoid on Yom Kippur. Because by saying Davoid on Yom Kippur, not only are you remembering what once happened and getting all nostalgic with Gaguim, but it's real. Because there's an idea, Kemavur B'Chazal, that if somebody reads the parish of Karbanos, and certainly if he knows what he's reading, Malani Aleim, Ke'ilu Krivum Lefanai, and this Mechila and the Slicha, regardless, this is an old minig, and it's something that's rooted in the idea that by reading the Avodah, it's literally as if we're bringing the Avodah. It's interesting. There are two Nuschois of Avodah that we have in our Messiah. One is attributed to Nusach Svard, and the other one is attributed to Nusach Ashkenaz. But really, from a more academic standpoint, one is the piyut of Atokainanto, and the other one is the piyut of Amitz Koyach. So Nusach Svard, for the most part, says Atokainanto. Those are the opening words of that Nusach Avoida, and Nusach Ashkenaz says Amitz Koyach. Now, both of these Nuschayas go back a very, very long time. In fact, Atokainanto is attributed to Yossi ben Yossi, who I believe lived in the 4th or 5th century. So he was one of the Amirah, perhaps around the times of Rava. But you're talking about Yossi ben Yossi, who literally lived in the times of the Amirah. That's the Makar to the Nusach Sfard, Nusach of Neseder HaAvodah. As it relates to Amitz Koyach, so that was written, that was composed in the 10th century by one of the Ga'onim, who was known as Rabbi Meshulam ben Rabbi Kleinimus. But either way, one seems to be about 500 years older than the other, but they're both very, very old, and they both have Shrashim in literally hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years of tefillos and bakashas that Yidden have said over the years. So as it relates to what we're going to do, we had a pick between Sfard and Ashkenaz. Sfard won the Geirel. So we're going to go with Nusach Sfard, and just to go through a little bit of Atokainanto. Now it's interesting, if you go through the two, they're not the same. In fact, there's some significant differences, but they clearly don't read the same. And really the main reason we're going to go through Atokainanto is because Atokainanto, it just reads a lot more geschmiert. It's a lot simpler. So Amitz Koyach, the Nusach Ashkenaz, is a little bit more falamdavit, it's a little bit more difficult, it's written a little bit more poetically. The Atokainanto is written in very clear Lashon Kodesh, so I think for our purposes it makes more sense to go through Atokainanto. Now one thing is interesting, that both Amitz Koyach and Atokainanto start with a little bit of an akdama. It's like a little preface. So before you actually get into the actual Avodah, the opening paragraph, it's just the first piyut. The opening paragraph is a little bit of an introduction. So we're not going to go through that introduction word for word, it's just a little bit too long, but the gist of it, and it's interesting because it's the same, it's identical for Amitz Koyach and Atokainanto, is it begins with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Atokainanto Oyvo Meirosh. You, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you established the world Meirosh. Bereshis Bar Elokimis HaShemayim Vesaretz. Yosadeto Tevel. You created the world. Vakol Pa'alto. You made everything. Ubriyos Pa'yotzarto. And you created all the Briyos. Beshurcha Oilam Tayo Vavayu. You were looking at the world. You saw it was Tayo Vavayu. Vechoshech Al Pnei Sahayim. And Geirashto Oifel. You got rid of the darkness. Vitzavta Noiga. And you brought light. Regardless. Line after line, stanza after stanza of the Paitan, Yossi ben Yossi, who describes that after Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created Adam. And Adam Rishon was told that you can eat from any tree that you want, but from the Eitz Hadas, that you're not allowed to eat. And then Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. And Hashem wasn't happy with the fact that Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. But at the same time, as Yossi ben Yossi writes in Atokainanto, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to look away. And from Adam Rishon came an entire world. And then that world sinned by the Dair HaMabel. But there was one person, Noach, and through Noach, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved, the world was able to make a comeback. But then the world sinned again in the times of the Dair HaFlaga. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Avram, and then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. And through Yaakov, who had 12 sons, Hashem chose Levi. From Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Amram. From Amram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Aharon. That through Aharon, there would be Kehanim, whose job it would be to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, to attain Kapara on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So it's an interesting segue. The segue is that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and from the beginning of Briyas HaOlam, mankind stumbled, kept on falling. Adam HaRishon, literally the day he was created, ate from the Eitz Hadas. And then when the world finally came to place, you had the Dar Enosh, then you had the Dar HaMabul, and then you had the Dar HaFlogo, and there was Havera after Havera after Havera, and there was Churban after Churban after Churban, but the Eishtah wanted a world. And Hashem realized that this world was going to inevitably involve Averos, which meant that there had to be a mechanism for Kapara. Because if there's no way to get Kapara, atonement for the Avera that you do, then we're all wasting our time. Because Kein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov LaYechta. So therefore, the Eibishter put into the Bria something called Yom Kippur. And the Eibishter created a Shevet Levi from where this Kayhanim that would do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Because it's only with the existence of Yom Kippur that there could be a Jewish people. So it's a fascinating introduction to the Avodah. The Avodah is part and parcel of the Bria. Ato Kainanto Oyla Meirosh. In that piyut, you have Yom Kippur. And we have the literal equivalent to that in Nusach Ashkenaz and Amitz Koyach. It's the same exact thing. And the importance of Yom Kippur is the world can't exist without Yom Kippur. People have to have the ability to fall, but at the same time dust themselves off and pick themselves up. They need to have Kapara, because without Kapara, there's no Bria. And that's why in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtal davek day of Yom Kippur, because he understood that it was inevitable that Yidu were going to fall regardless. So picking it up, towards the end of Ata Kenanta, and we're going to go through the Avodah. So the Pasuk says, Samta Alevi Liv Yaschem Vachesed. So we're up to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Yaakov had 12 sons, the 12 Shvatim. And from the 12 Shvatim, Levi was chosen. So Levi was given Liv Yaschem Vachesed. We call Echav Kesel Lo Yitarto. And he received the crown. This is the Kesek Huna. Amram Nivcha Mizara Levi. Amram was chosen from the family of Levi. Aharon Kedosh Hashem Lishar Rescho Kidashto. And Aaron, who was the son of Amram, usually when you think of Ben Amram, you think of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Aaron was also Ben Amram, he was chosen. Through him there would be Koyana. Peyarte be Big Day Srod. And you gave Aaron Big Day Srod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ube Karbonos of Hefer Kasch. And through his Karbonos, the Karbonos of the Koyanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kasch is relieved. Tzitz Ume'il Choychen Ve'efoy. Ksoines Umichnes Eibad. Mitznefes Ve'avne. These are the Shmoyne Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore. Karbonos, Parim, Va'oilois Kvasim, Ushchitas Se'irim, V'nichoy Chayelim. These are all the different Karbonos that the Kohen Gadol brought. Reach Ketoris, Reikach Merkachas. Ketoris, Ubir Gecholim, the burning of the coals, Usrikas Dam, and the Zrika of the Dam, Usfiras Yosha, and the counting of the Zrikas. This is referring to the Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamato, the Kachoyomoyna, like the Briskerov said. There was a din minion that he actually had accounted. Shuas Ketoris, Utfilas Emes, the prayer of the Ketoris. Shuas means Tfila. The prayer of the Ketoris, because right after the Kohen Gadol brought the Ketoris, used to say a tefillah. Ukdushasay mechaperas avoyno yisenu. That gives us kapara. Toichen butz va'arichas even the big day butz, which was the big day lavan. Va'arichas even, those are the begadim that had stones on them. That was the big day zav. Mechugar bechulam kemalach michosh mishares. Were worn by Aharon the Kohen Gadol, and by him wearing that, he was like the malach Michael Mesharis. Just one ha'ara before we start. Kimalach Michael Mesharis. So the Paitan refers to the Kohen Gadol as the Malach Michael. Why would he refer to as the Malach Michael? So the reason he was referred to as a Malach, Lechura, is based on the Medrash. The Medrash says, V'chol Adam La'yiyah Ba'ayol Moed. Nobody was allowed to be in the Ayol Moed on Yom Kippur. Fake the Medrash. The Kohen Gadol Ad Adamu. The Kohen Gadol himself was an Adam. How was he allowed to go in? So the Medrash says, B'shosh Hayu Ruach HaKodesh Shari Olav. When Ruach HaKodesh resided on top of the Kohen Gadol, Hayu Pana Bayrez Kelapidem Olav. So his face would like Lapidem. Hadohu Dechsev, that's Pshan in the Pasuk, Ki Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das, because the Kohen Gadol was like a malach. And because he was like a malach, he was allowed to be in the Kohen Gadol. Even a malach wasn't allowed to be in the Kohen Gadol. So we spoke out earlier in the Masechta from Rav Tzadik, he was even more than a malach. But the point is, he's referred to like the Malach Michael. Why is he referred to like a malach? That's his license that he has to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He couldn't have entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim if he wasn't like a malach. But why the Malach Michael? Why not the Malach Gavriel? Why not the Malach Rifael? Why the Malach Michal? So Lachur, that's also based on a Gemara. Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kuf Yoram and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, Mizbeach Banoi, Umichol Sar HaGadol, Oymed Umakrav Olav Karban. There's a Mizbeach in Shemayim, and Michal is the Kohen Gadol, and he brings Karbanois on that Mizbeach. In fact, the Ramam Mipano says in his Asara Mamoros that at the time that Avraham Avinu brought Yitzchak on the Akedah, so this is above our pay grade, but at the same exact time that Avraham Avinu brought Yitzchak on the Akedah, Michal Kohen Gadol Shalmaila, Oktol Gavriel. Michal, who's the Kohen Gadol Shalmaila, that's the Lashon of the Ramam Mipano, was Oktol Gavriel. He was bringing Gavriel on the Akedah. Bottom line is that Michal is the Kohen Gadol in Shemayim. So the Kohen Gadol, who was like a Malach on Yom Kippur, when he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh, but that's his right to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh, he wasn't just like a Malach, he's like the Malach Michal. So he's Ken Malach Michal Misharis. Why are we picking Malach Michal? Because the Malach Michal is the Kohen Gadol Lamaila. So if he's the Kohen Gadol Lamaila, it makes sense that the Kohen Gadol Lamata would be compared to the Malach Michal. So continuing along, Tikanta Kol Eilu L'Chvoy D'Aharon. Everything that was instituted was done for the honor of Aharon. Kli Kapara L'Yisrael. Samtoy. Interesting lashon. Aharon was given to the Yidden as a kli kapara, like the mizbeach is a keli of kapara. Aharon is a keli of kapara. Val yodei slichas ha'avan nasata, and through him we have slicha. Tachas Aharon migizo yamoit, and it wasn't just Aharon, but it was Aharon's descendants. L'sharis l'fanecha b'yema slicha. Aharon's children would always serve as kohanim gedolim. We mentioned Evan Ezra not long ago that says that all the kohanim gedolim came from Pinchas. All the kohanim gedolim came from Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon. But of course, it came from Aharon. Toras Maisa va'avoidas hayoyim shivas yomim bezvuleinu yomim. So now we're getting into the avoid. For 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would study the laws of Yom Kippur. That's the first Mishnah. Shivas yomim koydim yoyim akipurim mafrishin Kohen Gadol mibeisa lishkas parhejin umazin olav shlishi v'shvi. And during those 7 days, the third day and the seventh day, they would spritz on him from the Efer of the Par Aduma, because we're afraid that he may be Tomei Tomas Meis. So like this, by sprinkling him shlishi v'shvi, in the event of, like this we took care of, but we had to take care of. During the 7 days, he was constantly surrounded by the Ziknei Am and by the Kohanim. He always had an entourage of people around him. Until the 10th day of Tishrei came, until Yom Kippur came. Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris, Erev Yom Kippur Shachris, Mashbi Yenoisoi, they would make him swear. The Misha Shikin Shmoy Babayas Hazeh, in the name of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlo Yeshana Mikol Masha Amrulai, that he's not going to alter from anything that was told to him. Shema Yesh Beliba Yitzad Minos. Because we're concerned that maybe he was from the Tzedukim. We learned in the Gemara that the Tzedukim used to bring the Ketores differently than the way the Prushim used to bring the Ketores. So there was always a concern that maybe the Kohen Gadol was a Stuki. The Stukim had an inn in the Beis HaMikdash. They had penetrated the Beis HaMikdash very, very much, and often they would buy the Kohen Gadol. So just to be 100% sure that he was okay, they would make him swear. Who he would go away and he would cry al shechashtu, because they were choshing him. They ain't parshim ubeichim, and they would cry shechashtu misha ma'isav stumim, because they were choshing him. Shem ein b'li b'klum, because maybe he's okay. So 7 days before Yom Kippur, that was the first 2 weeks of the Masechta Hayomav Frishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisa Lishkas Parhechin. What did they do? So in the Gemara, there was a lot of things that we saw, but in the Slichas and at the Kinanta, we mentioned very simple. Toiras Masa ve'avoidas hayoyim shivas yomim bezvuleinu yomoid. The primary purpose of all this was for him to learn the halachas and to make sure he doesn't come in contact with a mesa, that on the third day and the seventh day, we could sprinkle with him from the Efer of the Par Aduma. And then on Erev Yom Kippur, they used to make him swear. Swear that he's going to do the avoida like a upkehit in a yid, and he's not going to do the avoida like a tzduki. And after they made him swear, everybody cried. So he cried because he's being choshed me, then I'm a tzduki. And they cried because they felt, yeah, we're being choshed him. We don't know who he is. Maybe he's fine. Maybe he's innocent. Why should we make him swear? One thing, incidentally, that I heard is the halacha is that when somebody swears a shvur deiraisa, there has to be nakitas chefetz. Now you have to be holding on to a chefetz shal mitzvah when you swear. It's halacha. Shvur deiraisa, real shvur, needs nakitas chefetz. Simno yotcha tachas yirechi. Why? Because it's an idea. Nikitas Chefetz. There, Tachas Yirechi, the Milo was the Nikitas Chefetz. But there has to be a Nikitas Chefetz. So I heard someone ask the Kasha, where was the Nikitas Chefetz in the Beis HaMikdash? So the teretz that he said was, I don't remember who asked the Kasha, who said the teretz, but the teretz was beautiful. The teretz was, what's the idea of Nikitas Chefetz? Because you want to have an ema and a yira. You want to instill a certain fear, a certain sincerity in the shvua. You're not just making a frivolous shvua. You're holding on to a dvar mitzvah and now make a shvua. The Shvua was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Misha Shikin Shmoy Babayis Hazeh. You're literally in the Makam HaMikdash. Ein Lucha Nechkitas Chefetz Gedoyla Mizu. It wasn't necessary to have an Nechkitas Chefetz. Either way, it's after the Shvua. Imalei, they were told him, Re'ei, I want you to pay attention. Lifnei Mi'at Nechnas. Who you're about to, where you're about to go. Who you're about to see. L'makim Eish. You're going to a place of fire. Laheves, place of flames. Shalheves, flaming fire. Kahal Adosinu Alecha Yismoichu. And then they would tell him, no pressure, but everybody's relying on you. And if you execute, we're going to get slicha. And if not, then not. So leading up to Yom Kippur, they would try to be margal him, get him accustomed to doing the avodah as much as possible. Every Yom Kippur Mishachris, every Yom Kippur in the morning, this was a Mishnah. They would put him by the Shar HaMizrach, they would show him animals. He may not even be so familiar with animals. Or, he knows the animals, but like this, when he sees each individual animal, he's going to remember what avodah had to be done. So again, we're just trying to be margal him, quickly get him into the moat. It's like this, he's going to know what he has to do. It's already Yom Kippur now. So, it's time to do the avodah. So what was the first Avodah that was done in Yom Kippur? The first sugya that we learned when we started with the Avodah was Trumas Hadeshen. Interestingly, the Paiton, Yosef ben Yosi, skipped over Trumas Hadeshen. Tzorach Talmud. But he skips over Trumas Hadeshen and he goes right to the Tomid Shal Shachar. So the first set of Avodahs that were done were Avodahs that were done every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Those Avodahs were done not with the special Big Day Lavan, and they were done with the Big Days off. So first place on the Shabbat. So the first thing the Kohen Gadol is going to have to do is he's going to have to go to the Mikvah. So the mikvah was on a rooftop, so they had to make it snius, so they laid out a sheet. When it came time to shach the carbon tamid, it's like this would serve as a separation between him and everybody else. So the Kohen Gadol was about to now do his tefillah, and he was ready to do it. And he started checking himself to make sure he had no chatzitza on him. Sasal mitzvah. And he was very happy to do the mitzvah. It was besimcha, v'kayim dasa. He was mamish besimcha. So it's interesting. He goes from being oisem mitzvah be'ema v'yira to now sasal mitzvah. This dichotomy. On the one hand, it's Yom Kippur, but then again, he has the opportunity to serve Hashem like no one ever did. So he's besimcha, but he's also be'ema v'yira. Upasha big deichol. He talk of his big deichol. This is the first avodah. He was bringing this big deichol. V'yarad, v'toval, v'Allah, v'nistapok, k'moisha huzar. So he went to the mikvah, he got up, he dried himself, k'moisha huzar, the way he was commanded to do. So we did a whole raid bite on Olav in his stapug. The Mishnah says that he dried himself. The Rambam brings that he dried himself. Yosi ben Yosi and Atikin Anta just said, Finistapik, and he dried himself. So the Mishnah Melech said that drying wasn't just a practical thing. Yeah, you want to dry yourself before you get dressed. He actually had to dry himself. Because had he not dried himself, the water would have been a chatzitza between him and his big day kuna. And it's for that reason that he had to dry himself. A very big chiddush from the Mishnah Melech. It's a chiddush because it's a chiddush. It's also a chiddush because water is a davar lach. And davar lach is not really a chatzitza. Wearing watches with your tefillin. That's how that got into the Daiv of Meisharim. And Rabbi Avadia, who said, Kishenechnasti lefnai velefnim, right? The Mechitzas HaKodesh to meet with the Chabin Rav, that whole raid. But the point is, it comes from the Nestapik. I was thinking, look at the Lashon. Pashat Big Deichoil, Uviyarad, Vitaval, Va'olav the Nestapik, Kemoisha Huzar. It sounds like the Kemoisha Huzar is going back on everything that we just said. It's going back on the Tefillah, and it sounds like it's also going on the Nestapik. It's a hazara. That was the chiddush of the Mishnah Melech. It's not just mentioned because practically that's what happened. The Nestapik is included in the commercial huzar, maybe a ha'ara. So after he went to the mikvah, nasa b'dezav, he put on the big dezav, lavash b'kiddush yadav v'raglav, he put on the clothing, and he was mekadosh yadav v'raglav, mikito in shalzav. That was a Mishnah. And after Nam Gimel on the base, he didn't use the kiyar. On Yom Kippur, he used kita in shel zahav. Why? Mishum kvaydai shel kayin gadol. Everything jumps off the page right now. Miyad mikabel es keves hatamid. So he took the keves v'shoichet by Rav Shnayim. And he did shchita. Shchita is Rav of the two simonim. But umaniach la'acher ligmar shchita. He didn't finish the shchita. Meaning he did what you have to do lahalacha, the halachic shchita, which is Rav of the two simonim he did. But he let somebody finish it off. The reason is because the Kohen Gadol himself had to do all the avodas, which meant he had to do the Kabbalah, and it would have been too difficult to do the whole Shechita and then the Kabbalah. So he did the Shechita to the extent that it's Nogeya a halachic shchita, let someone else finish it while the someone else is finishing it. Umekabel asadam, he did the kabbalah. Vizorke al mizbech mitzvasei, and he went then and he did the zrikla. Flim the hechol, he kanes. Then after he did the zrikla, he entered the hechol. Lehetav chamish neiros, he did the hatava of the. He cleaned up the five neiros. He prepared them for that locker later in the night. Ulahakin k'teres habayik, then he brought the k'teres. Ulahetav shnei neiros anisharis, and then he was made of the other two neiros. So he interrupted that tava neiros. He did five. Then he did an avoida, then he did another two. So according to Yossi ben Yossi, which avoida was used to interrupt? It was the Ketores. Truth is, it was a machloikis. Abishol and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said he interrupted it with the Ketores. Abishol said he interrupted it with the Zrika of the Tamid Shal Shachar. Abaya have a Masader, Marocha, Bishmei, the Gemara, Valibad Abishol. But we don't paskin like Abishol. Even though Abaya did, we don't. And Yossi ben Yossi didn't. And therefore he said he was made to five Neiris. And then he interrupted that Tavas HaNeiris, not with the Zrika of the Talmud Shal Shachar, but rather with the Ketores. Then he did the other two Neiris. And he went out. And then he was makir the head of the Talmud and the Evarim of the Talmud. And he brought the Minchas Nesachim. Like he did every single day, he now had to bring a Mincha. And he had to bring the minchas chavitin, v'yinas minchas hayayin, that he had to pour the wine, b'chol klei shir, with the whole instrument, v'achad tamid, after the tamid, makir para oilo, then he brought the para oilo, we didn't learn about this yet, v'shivas ha'kvasim shol musif ha'yoyimu minchasim in the skein kimesh batim, he brought the carbon musif. Now if it's Shabbos, so you have to add, u'b'yayim ha'shabbos makir v'tchaydim, so what are we going to add for Shabbos? So number one, there's the Musaf of Shabbos. But there's another thing we would have to add for Shabbos. We're holding a kachem now. The other thing you have to add is the Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim was always done on Shabbos. So listen to the note, two lines. U'b'yayim ha'shabbos makriv koydem Musaf ha'yoyim, kfasim shal Musaf Shabbos u'minchasim, v'oyrech Lechem Aponim u'makter abazichim dimishbatim gevaldik. Those are the two things that change on Shabbos. You have the Musaf on Shabbos. Every Shabbos had a Musaf. And you have to bring the Lechem Aponim. Yovim yad beis ha'parva. So now he went back to the beis ha'parva. U'be kodesh ha'yoyim. So this one was a kodesh. So there were five tefillos that the Kohen Gadol would do on Yom Kippur. The first one was Bachal. The next four were all by Kodesh. So now he went to the Beis HaParva, which was by Kodesh. Uparsulay Sadin Shabbats. He's on the roof again of by Kodesh, which was a problem because Gagin Loy Neskachu. So we had a lot of raid on this. So if Gagin Loy Neskachu, the roofs are not Kodesh, then it wasn't by Kodesh because it was on the roof. So we had different Shatim in this. But the point is that again it was outside. Because it was outside, we needed a Mechitza. So Uparsulay Sadin Shabbats, Beinoy Labeinu Amke Barishan. Just like with the first time, which was on a roof, they had to spread out this mechitza. Second time, they also had to spread out a mechitza. Tell me, if she big days off, before he took off the big days off, mekadesh benekios yada viraglo mekitin shazov. So before he took his clothing off, he was mekadesh yada viraglo, again, not from the kiyar, but from the kitin shazov. Chalu pasha big days off. Then he took off the big days off. The yar of a tava kamosha huzar, and he toiveled, the olive in a stopig, and then he dried himself. Here it says kamosha huzar before olive in a stopig, not like the dig we made earlier, which is in and of itself a dick. But the Python over here mentions the two times that he was Mekadesh Yadav Aragla. Both times from the Kita in Shalzah. But notice, the first time he was Mekadesh Yadav Aragla was Terem Yivshoi Big Day Zav. See, switching from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lover. Before he took off the Big Day Zav, he was Mekadesh Yadav Aragla. Then he went to the mikvah, he put on the Big Day Lavan, and then again, he was Mekadesh Yadav Aragla. But the first one was Terem Yivshet Big Day Zav. That was really a major sugya. Machloik is Rameir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that both Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim happened when the Kohen Gadol was wearing clothing. The first one happened before he took off the old clothing, and the second one happened after he put on the new clothing. Rameir argued, Rameir said that he was Mekadesh Yadav Araglov when he was undressed, which we said, for tznius reasons, you have to be able to figure out. But Terem Yivshay, Big Day Zav, that's when he did it. Zahavim Mavir Levanim Loivish. So he took off his Big Day Zav and he put on his Big Day Lavan. Shavuidah Sayyam Big Day Lavan. Because Tavuidah was done with Big Day Lavan, right? We know that. Umir Bekidah Yadav Araglov. Then he went fast. And it was Mekadesh Yadav Araglov. Uboloi Tchila Itzal Pari. So what's the first thing that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur? First, Yom Kippur Dig Avodah. So he already did the Trumas Hadashah, which wasn't mentioned mysteriously. We spoke about the Talmud Shal Shachar, the Minchas Chavitin, the Ketores, the Tavas HaNeiros, first the five, then the two. So we've discussed all that. Now, he ready was Toivol, since Tzveitin Mol, he was Mekadesh Yadav Aragla twice. He's wearing his Big Day Lavan. He's about to start doing the Yom Kippur Dig Avodah. What's the first thing he does? He goes to his par. Upari ha'yo'ayne batzafen. The par was standing in the north. Keneged bein ulam mizbech. Between ulam and mizbech. Roisha ledarim panav l'mayrev. The head was facing darim. The face was facing mayrev. It was turned to the side. Akoyin ayme b'mizrach upanav l'mayrev. The kohen was standing in mizrach. His face was mayrev. Ha'yo'ayne be'em l'fnei kelayin. He was standing with fear in front of the Eibishter. For Omer all of Divrei Vidoy, and he's the first thing he didn't shechti yet. First he said Vidoy, right? He would say Vidoy twice, as we'll see. V'samach shtei yad of olav esvad, and he leaned both his hands on it, and he said Vidoy as follows. V'kachoy Omer, Ona Hashem, chatasi yavisi pashati lefanecha, atni ubeisi. So the first Vidoy was for the Kohen Gadol and his immediate family. And he Basi, Basi Zayishti, it was him and his family. Ono Vashem, Kaper no lechatoim, Vila Voinois, Vila Pshoim, Shechatosi, Vishavisi, Vishapashati, Lufanecha, Niu Basi, Kakos of the Terras, Moisha Adecha, Vipicho Edecho, King Bayoi Mazay, Yechaper Alechem, Latar Eschem, Mikocha, Tesechem, Lufne Hashem. This was the Vidoy. So the Kohen Gadol said the Vidoy. Now when he said Vidoy, he mentioned Hashem's name three times. Vekacho yoimer, ona Hashem, that's the first time. Chatasi visa pshati lefanecha niu vesi. Ona Vashem, that was the second time. And then he ended with a pasuk. Ki bayoim hazeh yichaper aleichem, letayres lefnei Hashem titaru. Lefnei Hashem is the third time. So three times he mentioned the Shem Hashem. The Gemara says that when the Kohen Gadol mentioned the Shem Hashem, he mentioned the Shem HaMefarish. Not the way we say it. But he actually mentioned the Shem HaMefarsh. Machloikis, Rav Haigoyin, and the Rosh, whether it was the Shem Ben Membez Oisius, or whether when he mentioned the Shem Hashem, he was simply saying Havaya, but meaning Kederech Ksivasai. But he mentioned the Shem Hashem three times. With the Kehanim and the Om, who was standing in the Azorah, when they heard the Shem of Hashem, which was Nichbad and Noiro, Mefarsh. Explicit, meaning they heard mamish v'shem Hashem yoytze mipi koyin gadol b'kedusha v'tairo ha'yukoyrim u'mishtachav v'noiflan al paneim v'oimrim, they were koyrim u'mishtachav and they fell on their faces and they said baruch shem kevoyin malchusoy l'oilam v'ad. Now the Kohen Gadol would end up saying the Shem Hashem on Yom Kippur 10 times. He said Vidui 3 times, as we're going to see. Every time he said Vidui, he mentioned Hashem's name 3 times, like we just said. And the 10th time was by the Goyro, when he said Lashem Chatos, right? One Goyro went Lashem, the other one went La'azazel. When he said Lashem Chatos again, he would say the Shem Hashem. So there were 10 times that he was masking the Shem Hashem. And all 10 times, he said the Shem HaMefarish. The truth is that the Kohanim, every day in the Beis HaMikdash, when they were Duchen, they would also say the Shem Hashem. And they would say it also kichsivasa. But you don't find anywhere that when they said the Shem Hashem, that v'akoyhanim v'ha'om ha'im de mazara, k'sha yeshoyim v'as Hashem ha'nich v'v'anoyer mefayrish yoytze v'pi koin gadol, ha'yukor v'shtach v'noif l'ab'n'eim v'oim r'baruch Shem k'vayid malchusoy lo'im v'ad. So we mentioned, this is the Tosfos Yontif's kasha, in the Mishnah on Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, and we spoke at two terutzim. Why was it that this dramatic reaction only happened on Yom Kippur, but it didn't happen the whole year during Birchas Kehanim? One teretz falls according to Rav Haigoyin, it's 42 oisis, a different Shem. It's the Shem Ben Ben Mez Oisis. This requires that kind of response. As opposed to just mentioning the Shem Hashem, even Kichsiv Asoy, you don't need this type of reaction. But we mentioned another teretz from Rav Yaakov Emden, who said, B'Shem de Mekubalim, U'Bereshem Darizal, that says that the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Kohen Gadol never said the Shem Hashem. But rather the Shem Hashem was Yoitzei Mipi Kohen Gadol. It emerged. It just shot forth from the Kohen Gadol. It was Shechina Medaberes B'Toch Groinoi. The Kohanim in the Amo Im the Bazara, what they heard was, they heard the Shechina talking. And because they heard the Shechina talking, that's why they needed this reaction. And they said, Baruch Shem Kvayim Machusa L'Yoyim Avad. One other diak. V'akoyanim v'ham v'oim dem ba'azara. The Gemara said in Yuma Lama Tessam in Beis that when the Kohen Gadol used to say the Shema Mefarish, you were able to hear it all the way to Yerichai. But in Yerichai, they didn't have this reaction. V'akoyanim v'ham v'oim dem ba'azara. They're the ones that had this reaction. So the Kohen Gadol, who said the Shem Hashem, so as soon as he mentioned the Shem Hashem, everyone screamed, Baruch Shem, Kevod Malchusay L'Yoyim Avad. So he would try to be mechavin that when he finished saying the Shem Hashem, it would coincide with when everybody finished saying their Baruch Shem, Kevod Malchusay. So when everyone said, L'Yoyim Avad, that's when he finished saying the Shem Hashem. And then he would turn to them and he would say, Titaru, you will be cleansed. Then he turned to the Eibishter and said, B'tufcha, Ma'or Rachamecha, give us rachamim v'soyleach le'ish chasidecha. Darach uvalei l'shar niknar. So he just finished doing the first vidur in the Paran Yom Kippur. Then he went to Shar Niknar. Fulu Mizruch Azara. It was to the east of the Azara. The Tzfoyin HaMizbech. The Tzafim part of the Mizbech was Kan Miyamino, this Kan was walking to his right, Varosh Besav Mismoiloi, and the Rosh of whoever the Besav was that day, he was his left. Vasham Shneisim, there were two goats. Pneim Lamayrev, Achareim Lamizrach. They were facing Mayrev, their backs were to Mizrach, Echel Yimin Vachelzoin, one was to his right, one was to his left. Taref Bekalpi, we're up to the fourth paragraph already. So he brought a Kalpi, he brought this basket. Mehelo, Shnei Goyrolis, and he took out two Goyrolis. Goyrol Yamin, they were hoping that the right one would be Lashem. So we speak optimistically. When the right one ended up being Shalshem, he put it on the goat for Omer and he said Lashem Chatos. Now, as soon as he said Lashem Chatos, what did everybody do? It's the second time that everybody bowed. It's the second time they heard the Shem Hashem. Incidentally, there's a little bit of a Shiloh. Each one of the viduyim involved three mentions of Hashem's name. Does that mean three times everybody was mishtachava, or was it one hishtachava for the three? Something to think about. Besir azazel. We have the Lashem, and now we have the lazazel. Okay, besir azazel, lashin shel zahiris. He took a lashin shel zahiris. He took this right to food him. Mishkol shtei slam, away to slam. Ben karnav yekshan. He tied it between the two horns of the azazel. V'yamideu b'sharam mizrach keneged beishiluchay. And he put it in the sharam mizrach, the place where it was going to be sent out from. After sar shul shel shem yekshan lashin shel zahiris. That was the gemara. The sar shel shem also had this keneged beishchitase, but the Lashin Shel Zahiris wasn't tied between its horns, it was tied by its chest. And then he went a second time to his par. And he said Vidui again. And when he said Vidui, why does it have to say Vidui again? No, it's a different Vidui. The first Vidui was for him and his immediate family. The second Vidui was for all the Kohanim. It was Vidui Echad HaKohanim for Samach Shteyad of all of his Vada. The Kachoyo Omer. Ona Hashem Chatazi Vizi Pashat Lufnach Aniu Vesi. Ufnei Yaharam Ketei Shecha. Ona Bashem. Kapinol Chatom Alavayim Svabshom. Shechatazi Vishavit Shepashat Lufnach Aniu Vesi. Ubnei Yaharin Am Ketei Shecha. That's the punchline. It had to be Ubnei Yaharin Am Ketei Shecha. So what just happened? The Kohen said Vidui. He said Vidui. He mentioned the Shem Hashem not once, three times. Whether it's the 42 Oisiyas or whether it's Yoitze. But regardless, if he mentioned the Shem Hashem, so what goes next? Baruch Shem Kevoy Malchus Eloi Lavan. And again, the same exact thing. Va'af hu hayu mischavin kedeged ha-mevorch. V'lik mares Hashem. Va'oim alehem titaru. He would turn to everybody and would say, you will be cleansed. And then he turned to the Eivishnu and said, Va'ata betuvcha agadol. Ma'or rachamecha. Slightly different nusach. V'soyleach l'shevet mishar secha. Because now he's asking slicha for all the kayanim. So he would say, v'soyleach L'shevet mishar secha. So he just finished doing vidui for the second time. That's the last vidui he's going to do on the par. One more vidui, that's going to be already on the sara mishtaleach. But he finished doing vidui on the par. Now it's time to shach the par. Acha vidui shakad ba'otzmo. Laso ischatose v'chatasa'on. So shakad ba'otzmo means he gave himself a lot of strength and he went to shach his chatos and the chatasa'on. Also known as the par and the sire. His chatos was the par kohen gadol. And the chatas ha'am, that was the sar lashem. Badak sakin, he had to check the knife. The shachat pori roif shnayim, he shechted it. Umeik achas ha'shchita, somebody finished the shchita. The kibol damai, then he did the kabbalah, but mizrak tar with a kosher and mizrak. Gam l'chaderi yitim yadam aris. Now, you would think he should go do the azah, but he didn't do the azah. He had to interrupt with what? With the k'tayrus. So he was going to interrupt now with the k'tayrus. So gam l'chaderi yitim yad l'moris b'damai k'dei shalo yikrosh. So, being that he was going to do the k'tayrus now, it was going to take a little bit of time until he actually did the hazah. So he took the dam and he gave it to someone to mix it so like this, it wouldn't become stale so that like this, he'd be able to do the hazah with it later. Dam zehinicha b'yad mishem emaris. He gave it to the person that was mixing it ba'azara ala roivid arvish min ha'hech v'lochotz. And he stood in the azara four rows away from the hechel. First, the Gemara thought he was actually in the hechel. The Gemara said, no, b'chol adam le'yeh b'yomayit. So it was 4 rows from the hechel. Not a machdash azav, adam kala. And he took a shovel that was made of gold. Usually, the shovel that was used to shovel the coals wasn't made of gold, but on Yom Kippur was made of gold. Not just gold. Zav adam, 7 types of golds. This is the red gold. Kala was light. Chulsha the Kohen Gadol was sensitive to the Kohen Gadol. Machzeke Shmoysha Kavin and held 3 Kavin. The other Ruch had a long handle in case he wanted to put it under his arms to help him carry it. He went to the top of the Mizbech and he started mixing the coals, meaning any coal that was partially flamed, he didn't take. V'chosam in aloicha shoyz, he took from the coals that were burning, geshmak, mitzad mayrev ha-mizbech, from the mayrev side of the mizbech. He read the malayin gach le'esh loicha shoyz. Then he walked down the ramp, holding these coals. V'nicha aloreve d'aviyah shavazar, and he put it down on the floor. Ha'itzniu le'kaf reikon. Then, we're up to the fifth parak. They brought him a kaf and a machta. So the kaf was empty, there was nothing in it, and there was a machta that was malayin k'tayris. And this k'tayrus was daka mina daka. The whole year it was daka. But on Yom Kippur, it had to be daka mina. So this is the second machta. The first machta was the machta that Kohen Gadol walked up to Mizbeach to shovel the coals. That is on the floor right now. This was a second machta that came from Lishkas Beis Avtinas. That's where all the k'tayrus things were done. And it was filled with k'tayrus. The chafa mimenu maloi chafna. So now the Kohen Gadol has the k'tayrus for the first time. He's been preparing for this for 7 days. He knows what to do. He does the maloi chafnav. Now, loy mechukas like dushais, it wasn't too much, wasn't too little. Elot tufas was perfect. V'nasal teich hakaf, and he took the k'tayris and he put it into the kaf. V'noitel b'yamina machtas gecholim, he held the gecholim in his right hand. U'besmoy lekaf k'tayris, and he held the k'tayris in his left hand. Even though the k'tayris is more chashiv than the coals, so you would have thought the k'tayris should be in his right hand, but the coals were heavier. Assuming he's a righty, maybe he had to be a righty, so we put the coals in his right hand, and the k'tayris was in his left hand. Zeir is atzmoy, and then he got bezrizos. V'nichnas lekodesh hakadoshim. And now the Kohen Gadol is entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the first time. Ad shemagia la'aroin, till he came to the aroin. V'niach ha-machta bin badi, he put the machta down between the badi yor. U'bebay sheni. What about the second base of Mikdosh? Maniach ha-leven ha-shasiya. He put it on the Eben Shasiya. Chafin kolak tarich b'kaf mazla. Then he did a second chafina. So there was chafina done twice. Chayfin v'chayza v'chayfin, the Gemara said. The first one was done from the machta into the kaf. And the second one was done from the kaf. After he did the Malay Chafnav, he piled it, he didn't scatter it, he wasn't puzzled, like the Gemara said, he was tzavar on the coals, letzad mayrev. Mayrev means farther away from him. Umamtin sham, he waited, achin esmalabai skuliyash, until the whole room was filled with smoke. Tahar leiv, pasav eshav la'achayrev. The one who had a pure heart, referring to the Kohen Gadol, he walked backwards. That's why you walk away from your Rebbe backwards. He walked backwards. Panav lakodesh, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vachorev lehechel, but his back to the hechel. Actually, yotham in the parochas until he left the parochas. Umisvalu behechel tefillah k'tzara. And then he said a small tefillah, samach the parochas. So what was the tefillah? V'kach hoysa tefillosei shel Kohen Gadol. Yirotzen ulfanecha Hashem alikeinu v'kei aviseinu. Shetei tshon azu abo leinu v'akolam chavei sisro v'chol mokum shein. Im shchuna gshuma. If it's supposed to be hot, it should be rainy. V'al yikonis ulfanecha tefillos avri drachem. When people are on the road, they pray that it shouldn't rain. Don't listen to them. Le'inyin ageshem. V'shosho oilam tzorech. If the world needs rain. V'shlo yitztarucha am chavei sisro b'parnosa zel azev leilam amachir. Yidin shouldn't have to come unto other people for parnosa. Shana shlo yitapal isha pri bitna. It should be a year where women don't miscarry their children. V'shiyitnu atzei asodes tfunosam. With the fruit, then everything should grow properly. Which in Lashon Kodesh means, why in Aramaic? The Maisa, Rav Shila Kutnan, the Nesivas, and then Rav Shila Kutnan, the Sefer Chazliyavis, and all the raid that we spoke about, because you could speak in Aramaic, because even the Malachim, Mamish Gevaldik, but just one Ha'ara that we didn't speak out when we went through the Gemara. So what was the tefillah? So we have a tefillah over here, which is not exactly the lashon of the Gemara, but it's almost the lashon of the Gemara. But the Yerushalmi, here in the fifth parak of Masechtas Yuma, has a slightly longer version. And it's just beautiful, the way the nusach of the tefillah of the Yerushalmi was. We shouldn't have galus. It should be a year that there's no galus. Talk to Yerushalmi. Listen to what the Kohen Gadol said. But if it was already decreed that nebach, we have to go to galus, we should be goyle l'makim teira. If it was nigzar galus, beseder. But let it be heavy goyle l'makim teira. And then he continued. There should be no chisaron. Loi b'yei mazev, loi b'shana hazois. Ve'im yetzei aleinu chisaron. If it's basheret, it's decree, we have to lose. We're going to have to lose. We have no choice. Something is going to be taken away from us. Yehei chesroineinu b'chisaron shal mitzvahs. Let it be mitzvahs. Says the carbonator, what does this mean? If it's basheret that a person should lose money, it's basheret you're going to have to give money away. You should give it for tztaka. You should give it for gemilus chasadim. If that's what was nigzar, then that's what you should do. You know, the Chafetz Chaim used to say that David HaMelech said, "Ach toiv v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chaya." So he said, because David HaMelech understood that his mazel was to be a nirdaf. He realized that. He was running away from the son of Shalom. Shaul wanted to kill him. Everybody was being right of him. At Vashtanin, that his mazl was to be a nirdif, that they were going to be redifus. So he was mispalel, ach toiva chesed, yirdifuni kol yumechayai. If I have to be a nirdif, let the redifus be from toiv and chesed. People should be running after me for chesed and for mitzvahs and for things. If it's bashet redifus, then that should be the redifus. Either way, the Yerushalmi continues, ayin sham, but we have to keep it at tefillah ketzara. Shiatzim and otodam apami misha mesaris bais. So the Kohen Gadol finished bringing the ketairas. So he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he went, and he took now the dam. There's somebody sitting, he's been mixing it for the last little while, by the Reifet, he's not moving. So he went, and he took the dam from here. Nichnas amakam shenichnas. He goes back to the same exact place that he brought the Keteris and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's play Al Kol Hazoya. And then he started doing the Hazoyas. And every single time he did a Hazoya, first he had to dip his finger into the blood. And he started doing Hazoyas in the presence of the Kapoiris. Now we know what that means. He didn't literally go Lamalo Lamata. Ela Kamatzlev. Achas Lamala means the first Hazoyah was done in an upward motion. Sheva Lamata was done in a downward motion. Kematzlif means they're in succession. One is farthest away, and then each one became a little bit closer. Kematzlif was like the Shliach Bezim that gave Malkus, that he would start high on the person's shoulders and then walk his way down. V'kachal Yamani. But it wasn't enough to do Hazoyahs. There was a mitzvah that the Kohen Gadol had to count while he was doing the Hazoyahs. And this is the way he counted. Achas. That was referring to the Achas Lamala, the first one. And then he would repeat, when he counted all other seven, the first one. Why? Machlokes b'blas Rabbi Yechon in the Gemara. He would say Achas v'Achas, meaning really he's counting now the V'Achas. But he's repeating the Achas because you repeat the Achas Lamala, which each one of the Sheva Lamata. Then he said Achas v'Shtayim, Achas v'Sholosh, Achas v'Arbas, Achas Chomesh, Achas V'Sheva, Achas V'Sheva. That's the eight. Yotzim Kachay Kedoshim, left the Kachay Kedoshim, Finichay Al Kan Azov, Shahi Behechel, and he put the Dam Apar on the Kan Azov that was in the Hechel. Kitzesoy, when he left, they now brought him the Sar Lashem. Shachta, he shechted the Sar Lashem. The Kibal Dami did the Kabbalah with Mizrak Tar. The Fnim Yikonis, he walked right back in. Lahasas Midomi Ben Shnebed Badi Aharon. Kisei the Dam Apar. He did it the same way as the Dam Apar. The Pasuk says, Va'asa. Right, kasher also. He did it the same way he did the dama part. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. This is the second time we're doing achas lamala v'sheva lamata. So it's the second time we're mentioning it. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholish, achas v'arba, achas v'chomish, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. Yotz v'nichal kan azov sheini v'sheva hebeichol. Then he went, he put the damasar on the second stem. Achloikis, if it was one stand, two stands, he put it on the second stem. Mi evinotel damapar min akan sheni echolov, v'tnoibel etzbayo kol azov. Then he went back to the damapar. Again, he did a tefillah for each azov, v'chizem imenu ala paroiches, kineged ha'orem mibachot, achas l'malo v'shel. This was done on the paroiches. Was it done literally on the Parayches? The Gemara said it was next to the Parayches. Rav Rabbi Yossi said, I was in Rome. I actually saw the Parayches, and there was Dam, and it was Kematzlev, so I know for sure that it was from Yom Kippur. And again, again, now you put that in the Namasar, but also the Domikacha, also the Namapar. And again, same place, same story. So how many times do we mention achas, achas, v'yah? How many times do we go through it? Four times. It's easy. Why? Usually you have no idea. It's possible why it was four times. It was four times he did it. Damapar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Damasar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Damapar in the Pareches. Damas, not a trick question. It's elementary. Every time the Kohen Gadol did it, we do it. That's the Neshama Parim's Faseinu. That's what we're doing. We're just saying over what the Avodah was. So we know it was four times. And that's why we say it four times. Now the Kohen Gadol finished doing the 16 in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He finished doing the 16 on the Pareches. We still have 11 to go. But now he has to mix it. Sus, an interesting choice of language. He was so besimcha. Why was he so happy now? But he's so besimcha. The era dama par, the teich dama mizrak. He mixed the dama par with the dama mizrak. Shaboy dama sars. He mixed the two. Then v'nasan amali bereikon. To pshatim the Gemara, what that means? Kadesh is arvu yafa yafa zebaza, because he wanted it to be mixed really really well. Ubama amad ofnimi mizbeach hazav, and he goes to the other side of the mizbeach hazav. Geshmak v'yotza, right? Kneina mizbeach v'menoira u'maschel hazayis midama taruvus. He started doing hazayis with the blood of the taruvus. Al arba karnoisav yiden kisidron. He has to put them on the four corners. Which corner first? Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Let's see how Yosi ben Yosi paskin maschel mikerem mizrachis svoynis. Oh, that's The Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yosei Aglili, not like Rabbi Akiva. Umesayim bekeren deremis mizrachas. V'chayisah ha-gecholim v'efesh ha-mizbech hazav helech v'helech. Then he goes to the roof of the mizbech, and he starts pushing the coals this way and that way, ad shemegala zahavoy, until you had tohar roi shel mizbech. U'ke'etzem ha-shomayim l'tohar. The giluyah the mizbech. You're able to see the roof of the mizbech. U'maz ha-midam ha-tarevis al-tari shel mizbech. Sheva pa'amim. He finished doing all 43 azayis. Now he leaves the heichal. The shofach as hashirayim. He has to do the shvich hashirayim. Al yisoid marovi shal mizbeach achitzay. After he finishes the shvich hashirayim, tzad he walked. Uvaloi etzal asar mishtalech lazazal. He got to the asar mishtalech. Leizvadei solov ashmas kaholoi. To say vidui, v'samach shtei yadav olav esvada v'kacha yo'omer, and he's going to say vidui again. We didn't get up to this yet, so we're not going to learn this now. But this is the third time that the Kohen Gadol is going to say vidui. He said vidui twice on his part. This is the one time he's going to say it on the Tensar HaMishtalech. Either way, it's a shtick along, but it reads very, very, very smoothly. It's mamish, the Gemara's that we learned. When you're holding in the Inyan, it's so clear. It's literally Shulchan Aruch. Again, we picked Nusach Svayd because it just flows a little more easily. Nusach Ashkenaz, you have to learn with the Rishonim and the Achronim, but that's a little more intense. But Metz Hashem, we'll revisit part two. Maybe we'll go through Nusach Ashkenaz as well, but we will stop here.